Thanks for the opportunity to speak this afternoon. This is some work that Mark Williams and I had done. Mark is now with ARS. He was postdocing with me for 3 years, and he's in West Lafayette right now and couldn't make this trip. So I'm presenting on his behalf. But I'm going to talk today a little bit about an edge-of-field evaluation of the Ohio Phosphorus Risk Index and some of those preliminary findings. So in Ohio, decreasing the phosphorus loads to surface water, it remains a top priority. I don't know how much of you are familiar with the Western Lake Erie Basin, but these are pictures from 2011. 2015 was very similar. The algal blooms are prolific. The largest bloom was on record was recorded in 2015. So it's causing a lot of problems, both economically and physically. So it's depleting the fish populations as well, and making it hard on the charter boat captains and that tourism industry in Ohio. So accurate P management recommendations are needed. So we're out with the farmers on a regular basis, trying to get them to understand what is going on. We need tools in our hands, at our disposal, to be able to have this, and that they can use, that the soil and water districts can use, that NRCS can use, that can help manage those lands. So these P indices have been the cornerstone for that P-based management and planning. They are part of the 590 standards in 48 out of the 50 states. All the states were giving flexibility in developing their own P indices. They were supposed to have a set of criteria that were followed. And again, these P indices, they must help producers manage that P, that phosphorus nutrient, while minimizing losses to meet that water quality standard. So when we look at the Ohio Phosphorus Index, it can be divided into two categories. Those source factors, which include that rate, time, place, and method of fertilization, as well as the soil test P concentration. And then we also have the other side, that transport, the transport factors, that connectivity to water. And for those of you who may not be familiar with that Ohio region, we do have a lot of very poorly drained soils. And we have about 95% or more of that western basin is subsurface tile drained. And we also look at the soil erosion, the runoff class. What's the potential that we're going to get runoff from those areas? And then whether or not you have a filter strip or not. And then, that's the one that, yes, if you've got a lot of surface runoff, may be important. But in our tile drained landscape, may not need to put as much weight on that as we need. All of these values then are given certain weights, and you can sort of see on the bottom of the slide here the actual equation that is used and some of those weighting factors that go into those source and transport factors. So in order to evaluate the P index, we've been, over the last few years since 2011, we've been actually collecting edge of field data. And so it's very hard to do. It's very costly, but we have to be able to do that to accurately assess and evaluate P indices and other prediction type tools. So our ARS Edge of Field Monitoring Network in Ohio consists of 40 different fields in the state, primarily located in the northwest quadrant, and you can see there where the locations are, as well as the percent of tile drainage in those areas. And I would argue that those numbers are even small for the tile drainage. Like I said, we're mostly 95 to 100% of that land is tile drained. So at each one of those locations, or most of those locations, we have edge of field monitoring in place. And that's a typical site on the left-hand side of the screen there. You see the surface runoff component where we have H flumes in place. And then we also have the subsurface component, the tile drainage monitored as well. And then the slide in the middle, you can see the flume. And then on the right, we go in and intercept that tile drainage. We'll put it's usually a 6 or 8 inch perforated pipe coming out the end. We'll go in and cut that, and we'll put a 12-inch PVC pipe on that, so it can house our instruments. In this particular case, a compound weir, in order for us to be able to get good accurate measurements. And so, as water is flowing through these systems, you know, we take a hydrology reading, a measure of the flow every 10 minutes, and then on the water quality side of things, we take a sample every 6 hours and generally composite that over a day. So we have a daily sample. So we have a pretty good idea of what's coming off of these fields. And then we're going to use that data then, or can use that data, start evaluating the P index. So the objectives here were to evaluate the relationships between that P index score and the associated management recommendations. Compare the annual P losses and management recommendations with the current strategic initiatives in Ohio, and then also to discuss the improvements that are needed in the Ohio P index. So the field characteristics, as I said, we've got 40 fields that we have right now, and I know this slide is a little busy, but you can see our drainage areas generally range. The surface and tile, those contributing areas are a little different, but they do range from about 1 to 2 hectares all the way up to about 18 to 20 hectares is our maximum. You can see the number of fields in the years. We started this in 2011, so we've been adding sites every year. So you can see that the years of data that we have available, I think we're talking somewhere around 115 site years of data that we have right now. Again, this the landscape here, you can see the slope in slide D on the top right. A lot of this is very flat lands that is systematically tile drained. Again, our soil test phosphorus, if we look at it from a gray standpoint, anywhere from down in the critical range all the way up to about 250, which would be about 350, 400 malic 3. And then we have all kinds of ranges of our source of P, inorganic, organic, and mixed. And we do have sites that have the very large levels, that 400 parts per million sites. They're not putting any P on at all, nor would we expect them to. And then we see a range of broadcast or a range of application methods ranging from broadcast to incorporation. So the data itself, if we look at the measured annual phosphorus load, you can see that from the surface runoff sites, generally the mean is about a quarter of a kilogram per hectare, while the tile drainage is a little greater. The concentrations are less in tile drainage, but we do see a larger contribution in terms of loading. We just get more water from the tile drainage. For the fields where we had both that surface and tile, which was 30 of those fields, two thirds of the DRP was accounted for in the tile drainage. Similarly, when we look at the total phosphorus load, the DRP accounted for about 57% of the total phosphorus loads in both the surface and the tile. Tile drainage accounted for 56% of the annual total phosphorus loading from sites with both the surface and the monitoring. So you can see a range of data that we have coming from these 40 edge of field sites. So now what we did was we calculated the P index scores based on data that were available to the producers. And so when in Ohio, the P index currently has four classifications: this low, medium, high, and very high ranking. A score, and we talked about the score previously based on that additive equation that we saw. And so when you look at this, most of the sites in Ohio were classified as in that medium risk range with a very small percentage, 6-7%, in the very high classification. So the Ohio phosphorus risk recommendation for those fields with a medium risk were that P applications at crop removal rates should be considered But if appropriate management practices are in place, then rates greater than crop removal may be permissible. Not sure I totally agree with that, but that's where the recommendation is at this point. So comparing the measured P loads and the P index scores, these are the two graphs with the dissolved reactive phosphorus on the left and the total phosphorus on the right. And those are those 108 site years of data. And you can see there's a large scatter there. Because of that large amount of variability, the perceived risk does not always translate into the actual risk, as you can see there. So what we did was then take the average annual loading from each one of those 40 fields that we're working on right now, and you can see that our relationships improved quite a bit. And I think this is when we start talking about the P indices, you know, using them on an average annual basis rather than a predictive absolute or trying to get an annual score is the way they need to be used. And we see that the results by doing this are very similar, on the high end of what is published in the literature for other assessments of P indices across other states. So if we review, and this slide is a little bit busy, but if we look at the minimum criteria for state P indices there on the left-hand side, and we look at the Ohio index, we meet in Ohio right now, I would say that we're capturing 3 out of the 6 of those criteria that we need in order to accurately predict for the P index. The biggest factor there is the leaching factor, and we do not, the current phosphorus index in Ohio does not address subsurface flow or tile drainage at this point, and I think that is that's a big gap that we need to address. So comparing the results that we have in Ohio with local and national metrics, if we look, based on the data that we have, if we look at the national recommendations, the criteria of less than 2.2 kilograms per hectare, 93% of our sites would fall into that category. Yet the conundrum that we're in is that Lake Erie has still got algal blooms. So I would argue that, we need to revise these recommendations. Yes, while the amount that we're losing is low, quarter of a pound, a quarter of a kilogram per hectare, that's those same values is what's causing us the problem in Lake Erie. And then if we look at the recommendations with respect to the Annex 4 in Lake Erie, that's that third of a pound per hectare. That's what's recommended by this bi-national agreement to address where we are. 70% of our sites right now are meeting that level, and 42% exceed that level with respect to dissolved phosphorus. So improvements need to be made in our phosphorus index in order to accurately capture this. So revision and future use, greater than 50% of the agricultural land in Ohio has tile drainage. The P index must be revised to account for that. And we hypothesize that including a leaching input factor accounting for that tile drainage would go a long way in addressing that spacing and depth and that subsurface component. The additive structure appears to be adequate since the transport factors were nearly identical. But changing from an additive to a multiplicative or component index has been shown to improve the P index at other states. The revision and future use of the Ohio P index, calibration of the input factor weights and the addition of input factors is needed using the edge of field data. So data that we have need to be taken into account. We need to really be looking into that. And any future research efforts focused on using the field data sets for evaluation will result in more consistent, reliable P management recommendations. So we need to continue to collect data. We need to continually, adaptively be modifying this P index to accurately account for those risks. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge the funders of the research as well as the technical support that, that really make this research happen. So, thank you.